Morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Hurrifane. But you can call me Slurrifane. And today is Saturday, November 5th, 2022. It is about 9:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in a beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 6:25 a.m. Pacific Time and about 25 minutes after 3 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. And before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact www.gamblersanonymous.org and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. As you were yesterday. Okay, 1-1-1 yesterday. Well, actually, it was a little bit of a loss. I'll take that back now. I'm counting it. The one we lost. We lost, Ja Morant. Now, I know I said if he wants to consider himself among the elite, which he already is anyway, but he wants to say he's got next as the, like, next Jordan or LeBron or something. He's got to hit 2 threes. I didn't take into account that they were going to beat the shit out of Charlotte by, like, 30 or 40. Like, I don't even think dude played in the fourth. He only finished with 12 points, but he did make 1 of 3 attempts. So, you know, we'll see. You know, next, you know, hopefully they'll play a good team that'll give him some wreck where he's got to play the whole damn 48. All right. And then the one we pushed, we had UMass plus 17. UMass plus 17 against UConn, and it was exactly 17, 27-10. And then the one we won, we had Jason Tatum to hit us 3 3-pointers, and he did that for us, all right? But we don't dwell on wins, we don't dwell on losses, we keep going. I've got 3 for you today, okay? 3 games for you today. Kind of did it in reverse order today. Podcast, or the YouTube show, the Betting Public Sports Show, it's already up. It's already up now. It's been up for about an hour. I was working on some other things, so I went ahead and did that. And now we got the podcast, all right? This is where I started. I always do a podcast, or try to, if I do a video, because this is where it started at, the podcast, right? And starting of which, we got noon Eastern. We got some college football. Noon Eastern, all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, Betting Public Sports Show. We've got the Maryland Terrapins. We're serving them in the home of the Terrapins. You know, going to Scotty, take on Wisconsin Badgers. You know, Mike Loxley and the Terrapins. You know, what are they? 6-2 this year? You know, former Alabama offensive coordinator. Hey, now they got a great passing offense, over 260 a game, led by Tua's little brother, Taiula. I don't know how to say his name. Taiula. Tuivasa, and like I said, they pass for over 260 a game. But what I'm more intrigued about is that they run for about 4.4 yards a carry, and they only give up 3.7. Okay, you know the old football adage, whether it's high school, college, or pro, two things travel well: run game and defense. Have a good run game, you know, almost a first down every 2 plays, and they keep you behind the sticks, 3.7 per carry allowed, all right? And they, like I said, they're going to Wisconsin. Jim Leonard, former Jet, former Badger, he is the head coach out there. He's 2-1 in his three games, and they're 4-4 on the year. Listen, now, Wisconsin has never really had a good passing attack, but they do keep a good running game, 4.4, but they give up just as much. And that's going to be a problem coming against a Bama-inspired team like that, because you know they're going to ground you out. And granted, Maryland is not, will never be Ohio State. They'll never be Michigan. They'll never be Michigan State or even Scotty for that matter. But I think today they'll beat them. Okay? We're going to take, for the upset on the money line, we're going to go ahead and take Maryland. They're only plus five anyway. Damn, a plus five. Let's go ahead and beat them. Maryland. Money line, plus 155, all right? Now, second game, 7 p.m. Eastern, hockey. Got the Seattle Kraken going to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins, all right? Seattle's a young team. They are, what are they, 6-4-2, I believe? 6-4-2. And the Penguins are 4-5-1, veteran old team. You know, Sidney Crosby, he's going to the NHL Hall of Fame at some point when he's done, 5 years when he's done. But you know, the NFL, I think the NHL, they'll take you immediately. Did they do that with Lemieux? A couple other people? But yeah, you know, like I said, Crosby and they got, what's my man's name? Gunther and Evgeny Malkin. They've got some heat over there. Offensive heat, and they don't play very good D, you know, right around league average and the goal save percentage. And Seattle, a young, scrappy team, like I said, I've never seen them being 6-4 this early in the year. You know, they were always kind of under 500. I know they don't have many, you know, years in a Seattle Kraken, but still. All right, so that's why we're going to go ahead and take that game to go over 6.5 goals. Okay, during over, including overtime and shootout. 6.5 over, including overtime and shootout. That's minus 117 odds. All right, and then the last game, World Series Game 3. Houston up three games to two. Okay, Houston is at home. So Philadelphia at Houston. I believe Zach Wheeler for Philadelphia is going. And he's going against Framber Valdez. Okay, I don't remember what Zach Wheeler did his first start, but I want to say Framber Valdez struck out like 9 in game 2. Struck out quite a few game 2. Maybe 7 to 9 strikeouts in game 2. That was an apparition. He's not a big strikeout pitcher. At least not this part of his career. He's still early. He's still young. You know, I mean, wearing the long braids now, got the little tresses going. No, I shouldn't say tresses. Lettuce. You know, tresses is for women's hair. I apologize there, Framber, because I rock with Framber. I just don't think he's got seven strikeouts in him in a decisive World Series game. Okay, so we're gonna take him under 6.5 strikeouts, and we're gonna put 1.5 units on that. All right, because it's minus 152 odds. All right, so let's recap. Noon, college football, we're going to take Maryland on the money line at Wisconsin. That's plus 155. 7 p.m., NHL hockey, Seattle at Pittsburgh. We're taking that game to go over 6.5 total goals, including overtime and shootout. Okay, and then lastly, 8 o'clock p.m., 8:03 to be exact, World Series Game 6, deciding game, Houston up 3-2. We're going to take Houston's Framber Valdez to go under 6.5 total strikeouts, all right? And there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Ralstein, BiggieRalstein. My Instagram, at Fame_Ralstein, FAME_Ralstein. Please don't forget my email address, FameRalstein@yahoo.com. FAME RALSTEIN@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, and leave comments on the two following YouTube pages. First, the Betting Public Sports Show. Okay, there's a video up there now. Okay, and this show, this channel, BCDK_OH_game. That's our Bet You Didn't Know sports trivia. Sports betting game, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.